You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm about to get emotional.
What's been stopping you?
If I'm being very honest, I didn't want to start.
Fear of just getting started.
Fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of the unknown.
How much research have you done?
A good amount of research.
Sure about that?
No.
The fears that you're dealing with.
I didn't feel like I was qualified. I didn't have any business experience.
Hold on. Fear only happens when there's no evidence that you've already done something. You are worried about people's support who can't even do business with you.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins, your favorite business coach. And I am super excited because today we are doing another coaching session, this time with an aspiring entrepreneur who's struggling with a little bit of mindset challenges. Before we get too deeply into her story, I want to definitely encourage you, if you are not a member of my mentorship community, Actionable CEO, I am gifting a 7-day free guest pass, to the community so you can come on in and get mentored regularly by myself and my friends and be in a community of other like-minded entrepreneurs who are seeking professional, personal, and financial development. And before we do anything else, let's go ahead and introduce her, Zelle. Let's get it. Deja Henderson. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Look nervous, but I'm good.
It's so funny how the nervousness just turned up a couple of notches now that you met
me. That was like cool before we actually started rolling.
You were cool before we started rolling, and here we are now. But it's okay, because our goal in this conversation is to help you break through whatever these mental blockages are or these challenges and barriers that you're having. The fear of just getting started. Now, I know that you are planning to open your very own homeschool, yes?
Yes, it will be an online preschool.
An online preschool, okay. Online preschool, and let's get into it. So first of all, tell us a little bit about why you even want to start this online preschool.
First of all, to be honest, it was really a assignment from God. Like, if I'm being very honest, I didn't want to start preschool. I heard it in a dream. I kept getting signs that I should start, but I just didn't want to do it. And I finally got on board, literally like the end of last year. And I said, okay, like, I'll do it. So that's what I'm trying to do. And I do have a heart for the babies. I like to help them learn and help them grow and start at this age or at that early age, because I don't want to, I mean, we can instill that so much more from a younger age than older. So let's get it started early.
Okay. I love that so much. And you're a mom, right?
Yes, I am. I have a daughter who's 6, and she's my heart.
Okay. And so you mentioned online preschool. First of all, I believe that online schools are where we're probably heading here in the near future. I'm interested in how, and we'll talk about this, and what you believe the concept is for the age group. I think you told me starting right around 2.5, and just keeping their attention span online and all of those things. I want to talk through that model, but before we get into it, I want to, you mentioned that God gave you this idea, and I want to go back to that. So what was that like for you? And the reason that I want to go back to that is because there will be so many entrepreneurs who are watching this episode today, and they feel just like you feel, right? They have an idea, something that they believe God sent them, or something that they believe they're incredibly passionate about, and they're trying to work through their own journey. So talk to me about when you first had the idea to start this preschool. Take us back to that moment.
Ooh, the first idea that I got was really just a word to homeschool. So I thought it was for my daughter. But I kept getting more signs to do a preschool. And I was nervous about it because I didn't feel like I was qualified to run a preschool or teach other people's kids. Like, you know, she's my kid, you know, I can do what I want a little bit, but other people's kids, now I'm responsible for what I'm putting in them and how they're learning. And I just, and the other part of that was I didn't have any business experience. So I was also just fighting it. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to teach. No. That was my response to God. And he wouldn't let it go. Like, it actually has been years. And I finally just got on board and said, okay, God, I'll do it. And he's been trying to open doors, not trying to. He has been opening doors and making a way for that to happen.
So what excites you about it? There's obviously some reluctancy or fear attached to this, but what excites you about the idea of owning your own online preschool?
I think just the opportunities that can come from this, as far as how many, not just kids, but families that can help, because I don't want it to be just about the babies. I want to get family involvement, because what we pour into these kids matter, and we'll see the fruit of that later in life. So really, it's just the community and just the impact that I will have, or I get to be a part of.
And God gave you this idea how many years ago?
I want to say maybe like 2021, 2022.
Okay, so a few years ago. What's stopping you? What's been stopping you so far from going all in?
Just fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of the unknown. I'm just doubting that I can do this. Those were the biggest challenges.
Do you have any education experience with small children?
Not necessarily. I have a master's in juvenile psychology. Teaching specifically is just with homeschooling my daughter and helping kids on a daily basis.
Okay.
Going to the church and stuff.
So when you're going into this space, I don't know a whole lot about what's required to own your own preschool and things of that nature. Are you approaching this as an owner only, and you want to bring in instructors, or do you want to be the person who owns and technically operates or teaches the kids, works with the parents? Tell me about your role in this.
I will start off by teaching, but my goal is to hire teachers.
Mm-hmm. Are there any certifications required? Have you done the research portion of this idea yet?
I have. There's no certifications required. I can teach, or anybody can really teach, without any license and stuff online.
Are we sure about that?
Yes.
What state are you in?
California.
I just want to do a quick search. Congratulations, entrepreneur. You made the decision that this will be your biggest and best year ever in business. And I am so excited for you. It's just that you're missing something. The accountability and the mentorship that you said you need, the accountability and the mentorship that you said you were going to get this year. I know you're missing it because I'm not mentoring you inside of my community, Actionable CEO. I see everybody else. I'm looking through the names as I speak right now, and I'm seeing all the names, but I don't see yours. See, Actionable CEOs have something in common. They have three things in common, in fact. They are disciplined. They are action takers. They invest in themselves. But my favorite one is that they are action takers. Oh, wait, no. My favorite one could be that they're disciplined. It could also very much be that they invest in themselves. See, you can't do one without the other if you want major results. So I'm inviting you to check out my community, my mentorship community for entrepreneurs who are interested in personal development, professional development, and financial development. And you want to have a whole lot of fun connecting with other people in the community to network with. If I'm your girl, if I'm your person, if I'm your vibe, check out actionableceo.com right now to see if my mentorship community is the right one for you. In fact, I know it is. So just go there and hit register, join now, whatever. I'll see you on the inside. Bye.
Okay. Online preschool in California. Yes, there are requirements, including completing a teacher preparation program and earning a teacher's credential or a teaching credential. Coursework in child development, curriculum planning, class management. Accredited early childhood education program. Does any of this sound familiar to you?
Not at all.
The PK3 early childhood education specialist instruction credential authorizes the holder to teach all aspects in a self-contained generational education classroom setting and to regroup students across classrooms, online, preschool through grade 3. Let me see. Okay. How much research have you done?
I've done about a good amount of research, mostly from a book that I got named Start Your Own Preschool. So I got a lot of the information from there. I know it's specifically preschool, and we run as if were a daycare or similar to a daycare.
So you mentioned ages 2.5 to age 5, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So typically ages 5, or they've already started like kindergarten, maybe even first grade sometimes, is that right?
Yes, kindergarten, but that's for the kids that may not reach the like cutoff age to mm-hmm. go into actual kindergarten.
Okay, so preschool, even looking here, and I could be wrong, you've done more research, but every site that I'm looking at is saying that you do have to get licensed in California for a preschool.
Even online?
Well, that's the part that's kind of tricky.
Mm-hmm.
I am not sure. Let's see. Let me look here. Everything that I'm saying, even online. Now, granted, these are a bunch of AI-generated articles, some quick Google searches. So again, I just want to encourage you first to look at the regulations in your area, mm-hmm. because even that, it says... confirm that your online preschool, I'm asking about exemptions because it's online, and it is saying to confirm that your online preschool falls under exemption for not requiring a license by checking with California Department of Early Childhood Education. Did you do research there and not just in the book?
No, Charlie. Okay.
So let's go to, this is homework for you because I want to make sure you have all of the credentials, licenses, certifications, whatever they require, you need to check with California Department of Early Childhood Education.
Okay.
All right. So that's number one. Let's make sure we are actually set up with the proper credentials to even have this get started. Have you done any other of the setup work, or are you still just in like a research phase?
I've done a little bit of setup work as far as like visualizing what my preschool will look like. Also, just starting like logos and websites and stuff like that, and starting to get my SBN.
Getting your SBN?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's back up just a couple of steps, and let's first make sure you can legally operate in compliance with California state law, okay?
Okay.
And please follow up with me with that. I'm interested in knowing what the right answer is. I hadn't seen anything that's just, you know, stick says that. Let me try one more search. When I'm giving business advice, I want to make sure we're first coming from a place of operating in compliance. Let me try this online. Okay, so it's saying in California, here is the criteria for exemption. You teach only online, which we meet that criteria. The next is that you only teach for one additional family, right? So just one additional child or family, or you're caring for your own child or the child of a relative. Okay, so now that goes into what the business model is, other types of license. If you are operating as a before and after school program and not throughout the day, then there could be an exemption there. And then again, if this is something for family, friends, things like this, but we're talking about a business, so we're talking about kids that may not just come from within your own family. So right. It doesn't hurt. Like it would probably be best so that you can actually create a business out of this and find students, since you're online, that maybe becoming familiar with you from how you show up on social media or by word of mouth, so that you can service those students according to this. I would just go ahead and find out what you have to do to get the certification. Start off with, you know, people right here in your network, but also so that you can actually create a business that can one day scale. Let's go ahead and get that certification, all right?
Okay.
And just even as a parent, thinking about your own kids, if you were going into a homeschooling program, as a parent, you'd probably want a teacher who has all of the correct credentials and everything too, right?
Right, right.
All right, okay. Now, let's talk about this, though, even moving forward when it comes to the fears that you're dealing with. Deja, a lot of times we deal with fear because we lack confidence in our skill set or our ability. We don't believe that we know what we need to know in order to help someone get the result that we're promising. And as you're going through this process, doing the proper research, doing things like getting the credentials and making sure we have all of those checks and balances in place will start to bring you some confidence. But I have a question for you. You know, they say if you know that you couldn't fail, what would you do with your life, right? And I want to frame that question just a little differently for you. If you knew that you wouldn't fail at this, if you knew that you knew your stuff and this is going to blow up, how would you be approaching starting this business, your aspiration to start this business differently?
Oh, I'm doing everything. Okay. I will just go and give it my all, because I know that I can't fail. So I'm going to just give it 110%.
Mm-hmm. And now what percentage are you giving it?
I think I'm about a 90. I've come a long way since I have signed up for this call. And I'm putting in more effort, so
okay.
I'm getting there.
You're getting there. All right. Well, what's the worst case scenario? What do you believe in your mind is the worst thing that could happen?
That nobody signs up. Or if they do sign up, they quickly back out and say, this is not working. And it kind of failed.
Mm-hmm. You homeschooled your child, right?
Yes.
And are they still being homeschooled?
Yes.
Okay. What's that experience been like for you with your own child?
It's been good. We have the freedom and the flexibility to try new things. She is excelling. She's above her grade level in her subjects that she's learning. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of families were asking me to teach their kid, because they saw how I was working with
them. Hold on. You believe that the worst case scenario for you is that nobody signs their children up. Put us side by side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
You believe that the worst case scenario is that nobody signs up. But then 30 seconds later, you said, well, my daughter is excelling here and she's excelling there and she's doing this, that, and the other. And that's why so many parents are asking me to teach their kids. Make that make sense for me.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It doesn't. It's just the lack of confidence for me.
But where is it really stemming from? Because the fear that you have is not real. The fear that you have is the actual definition of fear, right? Fear is the evidence of something that has not happened yet. Like fear only happens when there's no evidence that you've already done something. We have the evidence that you can do it, right? You need to get credentialized, period. You need to get those credentials, okay? We're going to do that. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Now that we have the credentials, you have a master's degree specifically in dealing with children at this level. You have successfully gone through the process with your now 6-year-old daughter, who is excelling ahead academically of children who are in school and children who are on her same grade and age level. And you have the parents that are saying, do the same thing for my kids.
Yeah.
This isn't a confidence issue. There has to be something else going on.
I don't know. I guess I just doubt that it really will work.
You doubt that it really will work. What's it? What's the it that you doubt will work?
I don't think it matters what it is. I think that... I'm about to get emotional.
It's okay. Take your time.
I think because I have that fear of failure and rejection, that it doesn't really matter what it is that I am trying to do. I doubt that it will be successful. I doubt that it will help others, that it will create the impact that I really desire for it to create.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that it doesn't matter because this is the how you feel about most things. Yeah, you deal with this fear about most things. Do you know what this fear, and I'm no therapist and I don't try to be, but sometimes in a coaching space, we get into conversations about what's causing you to perform a certain way or what's causing you to show up a certain way. And can you remember a time, maybe something from your past experiences that's attached you to this fear of failure?
Not specifically. I probably would have to really sit down and self-reflect to think about that. I think some of it just has to do with past rejections that you just experience in life. Mm-hmm. And maybe I've held on to that all this time. And it's affecting how I take actions or the way that I think about myself.
But we understand that rejection is a normal part of life, right?
Right.
Do you understand that?
I do. I just don't process it well. I'm still learning how to use it for my benefit instead of using it as a part of like the guilt and the shame.
Yeah. What if rejection isn't a bad thing? What if instead of you looking at rejection as rejection, a bad thing, what if we looked at rejection as redirection, right? So you believe that God gave you this idea. What if God has been redirecting your steps from the people that you are associating with and the relationships that you have, the opportunities that you've passed on? What if it's redirection? What if it's God saying no and not people saying no to you? How do you feel about that?
I can see that in some areas. And I know because of my relationship with God, I know that he will use everything, whether it was necessarily from him or not, for my good. So
yeah. When you hear the word no, what does that mean to you?
Now I'm starting to use it as I just need to go another direction. Before, I would use it as I'm stopping right here and I'm not moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Does no make you feel like if this person told me no, I must not be good enough?
A little bit.
Yeah. Let me ask you, in these instances of rejection that you felt previously, when you think about, I want you to think about one that just resonates the most with you right now, okay? I want you to think about one. When you think about that moment of rejection, and now that you're on the other side of it, you've had to live your life with that no or with that defeat, with that feeling, is it something that you sincerely believe that you missed out on? Is it something or someone that now looking back at it is like, but still, I really missed out on it? Or is it now that I look at it from this perspective, from where I am now, I understand why that wasn't for me?
That's kind of hard to answer. So my biggest, I think,
point of rejection actually stems from family members. And then, so because they're the people that are supposed to be there for you and love you the most. When you experience rejection from them, it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
It's just kind of hard to move forward and kind of see that, like, I'm good enough.
I understand.
So, I don't think I really answered your question.
No, but it does help me understand where the rejection is stemming from, right? And I don't know to what level you've experienced this in your own life, but I can tell you based on my own life's experience, one of the things that slowed my journey down as an entrepreneur was my absolute need to be accepted by my mom, right? And I've always grown up with a mother's love. My mom has loved me my whole life, and I was spoiled, just all the things. But when it came to me thinking for myself sometimes, especially when I hit that stage of young adult into growing adult, I believe that we struggled with me making my own choices and being encouraged to do so, or me listening to her direction for my life. And if I didn't take it, she didn't want to hear anything else, right? For me, that was rejection. For me, that felt like my mom didn't trust my decisions. When I would go to her excited, you know, I used to be in the music industry and a songwriter, and I had these big dreams of being this person. And a lot of that was reframed for me because of how I believed my mom felt about it. Music is my first love, and it professionally, career-wise. And I walked away from that industry because it felt awful to me to have shows or have artists pick up my songs and want to tell my mom about it. And I go and I tell her about it, and it's just like, oh, okay, that's nice. That would cut deep. That would cut deep. And I understand what you feel right now when you crave that level of support from a family member, from the people who you believe, if anybody has my back, it's you, right? If anybody has my back, it's you. And when you don't get that, you feel defeat, because as children, we live our lives to make our parents and the older adults in our family happy, side by side. We live our lives that way, right? And so I get why that could be really challenging for you. But let me tell you what I had to do. I had to accept that there was a burning desire in me, right? I had to accept that there was a burning desire inside of me that maybe wasn't meant for everybody else to understand. And I'm going to have to look crazy for a little while. I'm going to have to look rebellious for a little while. I'm going to have to look like the black sheep for a little while, because what has been placed in me was also God-given, right? My talents, my skill sets, and my abilities. And I had already spent way too much time letting not just my mom, but everybody else who thought they knew what I should be doing with my life. Go back to college, get your engineering degree, go out there and make that $75,000 a year, because that's what black women can get in this industry and that's what you deserve. I knew that there was a burning desire inside of me that made me believe that I could do even better than that. I get your vision. Your ideas are good. I get what you want. I know that this is coming from a place of love. I know that you just love me so much that you want me to do well. And the only way to do well is what you can see. But God gave me a different vision. And I had to lock in on that vision. And I had to stop looking at people around me for the answers, for the support. It wasn't going to work. When I wanted to go full throttle in the music industry, I had to make the decision that talking to my mom wasn't productive. It didn't support that goal because it just made me feel crappy, right? It made me feel like you. I'm crying. I'm upset about it. I don't understand it. I don't get it. And then when I made the decision to, you know, while I was in the music industry, I had to figure out how to make money other ways. And now I'm building businesses and things like that. And I'm also passionate about that. And when I made the decision to completely leave the music industry and chasing that dream and come over into this business world, I then had to listen to friends tell me, no, that's not the right thing. You're a talented songwriter. You should do this and do that. No. You got to stay here. And you have to, Deja, start to discern for yourself. Going into music, my mom's the naysayer. Going into entrepreneurship and walking away from music, now my friends who have watched me go for this for so long, they become the naysayers and I get confused. I'm confused at that time. Like, are they naysayers or are they holding me accountable? Are they naysayers or are they pushing me to a goal that I should really be paying attention to, right? I had to get quiet and I had to stop asking everybody for their opinions. I had to get quiet and I had to stop going to everybody that I was familiar with for their advice because God didn't give them the vision. And I'm telling you this too. God gave you the vision. Who did he give the vision to?
Me.
You. He didn't give it to those family members. He didn't give it to those friends. And as much as you love them, as much as you love them, this is what I can tell you. The only way that you are going to get their support is to do it anyway. That's it. The only way that you're going to get their support is to do it anyway. I have a question for you. Think about the family whose support or lack of support is hurting you. Do any of them have school-age children ages 2 to 5 years old?
One on the way.
Okay. Well, right now, that's not the support that you need. Today, they're not even your target audience. You are worried about people's support who can't even do business with you. That's first and foremost. Do you know where my support came from that took me to the next level? My support came from complete strangers. I got out of that house. I stopped talking to family. I stopped confiding so much in friends about my dreams because I was getting, though it all came from love, it came from a place of love. People weren't trying to hurt me, but it hurt me. They weren't trying to hurt me, but it still hurt me. It still had me crying and all the things. I had so much chaos happening around me. The feedback is just becoming chaotic. And like you, I can't make a move. I don't know what to do first. Now I'm scared of failure. I'm scared of looking stupid in front of them and dumb in front of them. And I'm just scared of these things. And I started to go to a Starbucks that was down the street from my house. And I would go to this Starbucks and I would sit in this Starbucks and I just have my computer and I do some work. And I started to build relationships. I started to be a regular and there were other regulars in there. We'd have small talk about what we're working on. And it set me free to be in this environment of other people who were working on their dreams that were excited to hear about mine. They're excited to hear about my dreams. You've got to surround yourself with people who are excited to hear about your dream. Write that down. That's step number two for you. The very first one is getting that credential that you need, that certification. Number two, you have to start surrounding yourself with people who are excited to hear about your dreams and goals. And immediately remove yourself from scenarios with people who are not. Now, for me, it wasn't as easy as removing yourself. I love my mom. My mom and I are close. I can't remove myself from my mom, but you know what I can do? I can stop talking to my mom about my business goals, my career dreams and career goals. Me and my mom talk about everything else. And this is years ago. We can talk about these things now. But years ago, we had to talk about everything else. We had to talk about what we watched on Lifetime Movie Network, what we're looking at on HGTV. Girl, what'd you cook today? We're having those conversations, but we're not talking about my career goals because you're not going to kill my dream anymore. Because I went to Starbucks and I met some people who are excited about what I have going on. And now I feel a different way. Do you think that you can put yourself in an environment around people who can be excited for you?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And the third thing that I want you to do, Deja, is stop making this about you. When you're going into a God-backed purpose or mission, He's not giving this just to fulfill your own desires. He's doing this because it fulfills a bigger purpose, right? And rejection can only feel personal when you are focusing on you. This isn't about you. It's about the kids and the families that you can help. It's about you developing young children and helping them to be as smart and as outstanding and as great of a performer as you did with your daughter. This is not about you. I see the smile breaking through on your face right now. What's that smile about right now?
Just hearing what you're saying is confirmation and just a reminder that I need it.
Yeah. I can feel in your spirit right here in this room that you're serious about this and this is what you want. But I also feel that you have been surrounding yourself in this environment and people who don't get it, people who don't support you, they're not necessarily bad people, right? I don't know the extent of it. They're not bad people. They're just people who don't understand. And you right. can't force somebody to understand what God brought you. He didn't give it to them. He brought it to you. So we've got three steps, three major steps that we have to work on right away. Tell me what those three steps are real quick.
Credentials, surround myself with a community that's excited to see me thrive and hear my goals and dreams, and stop making it about myself.
Stop making it about you. Who's it about?
It's about the kids and the families that I will impact and help.
All right. Let's attach a vision to this. Let's say that now that you're going to your Starbucks, now that you're in Starbucks, or you're an actionable CEO. You are an actionable CEO, and you go in there and you find your accountability partner. You come inside the community and you start sharing every single Tuesday with this new energy that you have. I am excited. I met someone. I have an accountability partner. Imagine if you had conversations like this every day. If you could talk to someone like this every day and get just this small micro dose of encouragement, do you think it would make a difference in your results?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can I count on you to use your voice inside the community?
Yes.
Zell, I'm not buying it. I don't. Did you feel? Not at all. Deja,
don't do that to me, Zell.
Deja, I'm talking to you like I'm talking to my daughter, Deja. All right, y'all have the same name. Can I count on you to at least use your voice inside of our mentorship community, Actionable CEO?
Yes, I will start.
You will start to use your voice. Now, here is what I want you to come to our very next call with next Tuesday. Write this down. You've got homework. Okay? This is what I want to hear from you, and I want to hear it inside of our mentorship call next week. Number one, if I launch in 90 days, what does that look like? What does my launch in 90 days look like? What does that mean? So we're talking about the certification. We're talking about the logo. We're talking about the marketing. We're talking about reaching back to those parents who have already asked you to provide this service. What does this look like? How many students would you want to enroll first?
Okay, so let's look in this 90-day launch. We're launching this business second quarter. How many students? I want you to think through this, and you're going to tell the community how many students you're going to enroll in your very first phase of business. And when you're thinking about that, I want you to consider your capacity. So you'll be instructing these kids. You will be the person who's providing. I want you to think about the fact that the curriculum for a 2.5-year-old is different from a 5-year-old. How are you navigating through these different rooms? Is this before school, after school? Is this an all-day thing? How are you integrating the parents into this equation? I want you to think through that whole structure. You only have a couple of days to do this. You're reporting on Tuesday. And the last thing that I want you to ask yourself is, what would make you feel like this was a success? Because you're able to tell me what you believe makes this feel like a failure. But I want you to be able to tell me what would make this feel like a success. In fact, tell me that now. If in 90 days, if in 90 days you launch this business, you borrow my belief in you, you borrow the confidence of these strangers that you start connecting with at Starbucks, at the bookstore, inside of Actionable CEO, you start to lean on that motivation, that encouragement, that momentum. What does success look like for you in 90 days?
First, it would be that I actually launched, that I did it.
Okay.
Because I have never made it that far before.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it would really just be the impact that I'm having on the kids and families, like whether it's 5 or 50, just to see their joy and their growth, or starting to, their involvement.
Let me back this up, because I want us to create a good frame for success. So in 90 days, we're just focused on a launch. 90 days is just a launch, right? So you may or may not get to the point yet where you're already creating impact for students. So we're just talking about, what does success look like in 90 days? So we understand that, number one, you've launched. Yes?
Right. Yes.
Okay. We've launched. And maybe we just leave it there. Maybe because years ago you were given this idea and you've been dragging your feet and you've been allowing fear to bully you out of your dream. Maybe success in 90 days is simply the launch.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I'd like to see happen. The very first thing I want to see happen is that you have a full understanding of those credentials that you need. But we do know that you can bring in at least one child outside of your own. Okay, we know that part. In 90 days, I'd love to see your marketing, your branding, your logo. I want to see your school's tagline. I'd like to see your school's vision, your school's mission. Okay, clearly communicated. In 90 days, I want to see that you have a social media page on whatever platform you need to show up on. I want to see that you have social media that highlights how you work with children and how you include their parents in the equation. I want to see that. And I want to see at least one child enrolled in your program. That's our 90-day plan. That's our 90-day plan. I want you to look at that real quick and tell me if you agree that this new Deja, who's popping out, borrowing Donnie's confidence right now until she builds her own, because it's not overnight. Confidence is something that you have to work on every single day. Looking at these things that's on that list, can you do that in 90 days?
Yes, that's doable.
That's doable in 90 days. The only thing that we don't know about is the credential. I don't know how long that program takes, but we know that we can start in a lane. May not be able to go full throttle, but you can start. In 90 days, I want to hear you tell me, read that list back. I, Deja, by, let's see, hold on, we're going to put a date on it. We're not going to keep saying in 90 days, okay? So let's just say you're starting at the top of next month. So we're going to go 1, 2, 3. By May 1st, which is perfect because children will be getting out of schools and it's your time to shine. So by May 1st, I, Deja, will, by May 1st, do these things. I need to hear you say that to me.
Okay, I, Deja, will have these things done by May 1st. Credentials, branding, logo, tagline, vision and mission, social media, highlighting my preschool and working with children and their parents and their involvement, and have at least one child enrolled.
What's one action you can do today, immediately after this conversation? What's one step you can make today?
Research credentials.
Okay, give me one more.
I can work on my mission statement.
You can work on your mission. You can do so much, Deja. You can do it. You have the formal education. You've already proven your own concept. You've already done this. You've already experienced a win. And what I immediately want you to do is stop trying to force your win to be a failure. You've already wanted this. You've already homeschooled your daughter. You've already won using this formula. We're not going to allow the enemy that's up here to turn that win into a failure. You already have people who are in high demand for what you do. We're not going to turn that small success into a big failure. We're going to take this and we're going to baby step this thing, step by step by step by step by step. On Tuesday, and every single Tuesday, I need a full report. Even if it's not Q&A, if your mic doesn't come on, I need a full report every single Tuesday, because you only have 90 days to make this happen. How do you feel?
I feel like I could do it. I feel outside of my comfort zone, but I'm willing to take that chance.
Do you feel more confident now than you did before we started?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yes, I really do.
Why?
Because I know that it's all in my head. And like I said, I just needed that reminder. And to hear it from somebody that doesn't know me that well, and you have that belief in me, I really appreciate it.
Yeah. I appreciate you for having the courage to be here. Let me tell you something. If you were going to be scared of anything, it should have been more afraid of this moment than being afraid of the things that you're already doing in your life right now, Deja. If I can see her. Right now, I am proud of you in advance because I believe that you are going to get this done. When we started, even before we hit record here, you had very straight face. You were very nervous. You were very like, what have I gotten myself into? Why would I do this, Donnie? That was the energy that you were given. And I see the rosiness in your cheeks. I see all those teeth, girl. The sweater has fallen. The guard has come down. And you go out there and you be the superstar that you are. And if somebody isn't supporting you, there's other people who will. And that is that. Period. And keep in mind that we don't necessarily, even though it feels good, the support of people who can't even contribute to the mission isn't really as valuable as you think it is. And I'll leave you with this. The next time you are in a situation where someone makes you feel less than, unworthy, not good enough, I want you to really start thinking about and qualifying the people who you are allowing to impact you in such a harsh way. And I want you to look at those people and I want you to say, well, what have they done with their lives that's so outstanding that makes them qualified to judge me in this way? 90% or more of the time, they don't have the guts that you have to do what you're doing. And that is the freedom and the confidence that you stand on. I'll talk to you on Tuesday.
All right. Thank you, Donnie.
Thank you. Give us your Instagram before you hop out, because people here are going to want to follow your journey. They're coming to check for you, girl, and they're going to tell me too.
So that puts more pressure that I actually have to do something on social media, because right now it's non-existent.
Okay.
But it is I'm.DejaDiamond.
I'm.DEJA.Diamond. Is that correct?
No dot between Deja and Diamond.
Oh, I am.
I got you.
Okay.
I am.DEJA.DIAMOND.
I am.DejaDiamond. All right, y'all, keep me posted. Go and snoop around, because by the time you would have seen this episode, we recorded it like weeks prior, okay? So I want y'all to go over to Deja's page right now and just type in just drop her some eyeball emojis, or say, I'm coming to look around, or I see you've got your stuff together, or call her out and say, Deja, I still see that you're over there operating in fear. Whatever we have to do to help develop another entrepreneur this year, I need y'all in partnership with me. Let's get these entrepreneurs developed. Let's get them confident. Let's build them up, and let's create winners right now. We're all winners, and we will win together. If you have not checked out Actionable CEO to decide if it's a great mentorship community for you, I need you to run over there and do that. You can find the link wherever you're watching this video, or just go to actionableceo.com. There is a 7-day free guest pass for you to try it before you buy it. That's how big I stand on business. Let's go. I'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is back. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, juicy air-chilled chicken, beefy burgers, and so much more. Plus, get an extra $45 off when you use code PERFECTION during checkout at omahasteaks.com today. This sale only happens twice a year, which means it's the perfect time to stock up on the world's best steak experience with America's original butcher. With 5 generations of family-owned experience, Omaha Steaks are hand-selected from the finest grain-finished beef, naturally aged at least 28 days to maximize tenderness, and hand-carved by master butchers, with every bite backed by their 100% guarantee. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the semi-annual sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $45 off with code PERFECTION at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $45 off with code PERFECTION. Minimum purchase may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.